This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. federal government is now in a partial shutdown. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
On the floor of the House of Representatives just before 7 p.m. Friday,
the House stands adjourned until noon tomorrow.
Then a little over an hour later on the Senate floor,
the Senate stands adjourned until noon tomorrow.
With that, Congress adjourned for the night, setting the stage for a partial shutdown of the federal government at midnight. The roadblock to finalizing a funding bill remains President Donald Trump's insistence on funding for his southern border wall and the determination of congressional Democrats to block it. Departments affected by the funding cutoff include Homeland Security, State, Justice, Transportation, Agriculture, and Interior, as well as National Parks and Forests. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Russia, China, and Iran sought to meddle in the recent U.S. midterm election, but their actions did not compromise the election infrastructure that would have prevented voting, changed vote counts, or disrupted the ability to tally votes. That's the word from the U.S. Office of the Director of National Intelligence. United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed a deal for a ceasefire around the vital port city of Hodeida in Yemen. United Nations says that it would be monitoring that ceasefire. Additionally, fighters are to be redeployed outside of Hodeida within 21 days of the ceasefire. Reactions are mixed to reports in the U.S. media that President Trump is considering withdrawing roughly half of the more than 14,000 American troops from Afghanistan. The news of the potential withdrawal from Afghanistan comes a day after the president announced that the U.S. had defeated the Islamic State in Syria and American military personnel would withdraw from Syria. If the U.S. proceeds with its plans, roughly 10,000 American troops will be out by 2019. This is VOA News. More demonstrations were reported in a number of Sudanese towns and cities that followed several days of anti-government protests tied to deteriorating economic conditions and widespread public anger towards Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who took power in a coup nearly 30 years ago. A story now from Edward Uranian.
Amateur video showed a top regional official in Gadarif, thought to be the governor of the town, fleeing an angry crowd in a four-wheel drive vehicle. The crowd pelted the car with stones. Gadarif has been a hotbed of protests where a curfew has been imposed. Photos on Twitter showed government buildings which had been set ablaze by angry protesters. Some photos showed government soldiers observing the demonstrations without intervening, while others showed security forces firing tear gas at protesters. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Some 3 tons of African ivory sat in an unmarked crate in a Cambodian port for more than a year until a tip from the U.S. Embassy led authorities to break it open and discover the country's largest ever haul of trafficked ivory. Port laborers who recently gathered outside the facility told a reporter that no one had ever showed up to claim the valuable cargo. And according to the World Wildlife Fund, between 20,000 and 30,000 African elephants are killed each year in order to harvest their ivory. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had surgery to remove cancerous growths. That story now from AP's Ed Donahue.
The Supreme Court says doctors at New York's Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center found no evidence of any remaining disease. The growths were in Ginsburg's left lung. Also, scans taken before the surgery showed no cancerous growths elsewhere in her body. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 85. This is the third time she has been treated for cancer since joining the High Court in 1993. The growths were found during tests Ginsburg had after she fractured ribs in a fall in her Supreme Court office last month. The justice is expected to stay in the hospital for a few days, and there are no plans for additional treatment. Ed Donahue, Washington.
British police have made 2 arrests in connection with their investigation into the drone incursions that have hampered operations at Gatwick Airport for 3 days. Closing down of the runway at the airport because of the drone sightings had disrupted flights, affected hundreds of thousands of passengers. Gatwick, located 45 kilometers south of London, is Britain's second largest airport, and its shutdown affected flights at London's main airport as well as those hubs around Europe. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.